are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at Lighthouse Chapel International Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you enjoy this anointed word.
With your people singing praises, I'd love to stand and rejoice.
All right, so we started, Lady Pastor started talking about the manifestations of disloyalty. Manifestations of disloyalty. See that? Loyalty means faithfulness. Loyalty means consistency. Loyalty means unchanging. You know, loyalty means remaining the same. I said, I'm going to marry you, and I will stay married till we die. I said, I belong to this church, and this church I shall be till we die. First love for life. Hashtag FLFL. That is loyalty. Yeah. I said, I'm going to be my friend. And therefore, like Jesus, there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. That is called loyalty. I said, you are my pastor. And so be it. It doesn't matter the difficult times and the good times. I'm going to remain so. Yeah. I set out to go to school. And I'm going to finish. That's loyalty. That's loyalty. Yeah. I said, I was going to take care of you till you finish school. And so will I do. So long as I remain healthy and financially. That is it. A man who sticks to his word is a loyal man. A woman who sticks to her word is a loyal woman. Now that we say one thing, and as the years go by, then you become different. That is not the attribute of God. That's why God can say, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And he never does that. Anytime you feel God is far, check yourself. He did not move. You moved. Because he says, my promises to you are yea and they are amen. When I say it, I will do it. He's not the one who moved. You moved. Check the distance as well. His distance has remained. In fact, he's closer in terms of distance, but you have moved so fast that you don't feel him. That is loyalty. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, let a man so account of you as of the ministers of Christ and the stewards of the mysteries of God. You see that? Yeah. When somebody assesses you, let them see you as somebody who's a servant of Christ and a steward, somebody who's kept something that God gave you well of the mysteries of God. And the verse 2 says that, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Don't think because you are a woman, you are not in this verse. It's human beings must be faithful if you are a steward. Okay, so you must be loyal. You must tell somebody you must be loyal. Your loyalty will be tested. Yeah. Will be tested. So this is a very important attribute of God. And therefore, as his children, it is expected that if the more you become like God, the more loyal you are. See, there's a scripture in the book of Malachi chapter 1. I believe it's verse 5. It says, I am God and I change. In fact, Malachi chapter 1, verse 6. Verse 6. Okay. No. Then try verse 3. It says, I am the Lord, I change not. Then therefore, ye Israel, you are not what? 3:6, sorry, not 1:6. 3:6. I'm so sorry. 3:6. Therefore, you are not consumed, isn't it? It says, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Do you get the point? He says he's God. He said he won't consume. He's not going to change. I've said it, so will I do it. Amen. I am the Lord. I am the Lord. I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, you are not consumed. Another scripture in Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. The Bible says, for God says that God is not a man that he should lie. That means men, we like to lie. Neither the son of man that he should repent or change his position, change his mind. It means that it is common to find people, they say one thing and they do another. Said, I'll pastor this church and then I'll stop pastoring. I'll, till death do us part, and then one point I say, I'll divorce you. I will finish, I'll go to this school and I say, I'm finished, I'm not finishing anymore. This is the best church I ever came to. I will never leave this place. Hey, 2 weeks later, you're offended with the pastor and you're leaving. Yeah. Yeah. It's such a sign that you are not like God. You don't have the attributes of God in you. Perhaps you are not born again. It's true. Because one of the signs of being born again is Christ-likeness, God-likeness, His Spirit inside of you, making you live the way that you ought to live. Amen. But sometimes it's not that we are not born again. We are born again, but we are too what? You are quick to change. Fickle. Fickle. What did you say? Wishy-washy. That's a long word. Fickle. Fickle. Wishy-washy. And so he said, God is not a man that he should lie. Either you're lying or you're changing. Neither the Son of Man that he should change or repent. So when people start moving, they were lying when they said it, or they were not lying, but suddenly they are becoming disloyal. Either way, people will change their positions quickly. That's how they are. Has he said it, and shall he not do it? Has he spoken, shall he not make it good? Do you see the point? When he says it, he will do it. When he speaks it, he will make it good. It means it's not good, but I'll make it good. It's not working, but I'll make it work. It's difficult, but I'll organize, reorganize myself. You are not behaving well, but I will accommodate you. I'll make it good. I thought you were that great of a husband, but you know, I realized that you are just like those guys. But I've given my word, so I'll make it good. I will make the adjustment. I thought you were such a great pastor, but you know, no, you're also like one of them. But you know, I said I will belong to this church. I've spoken, I'll make it good. I will make the necessary adjustment. You will provoke, but I will not respond, react. That is loyalty. That is loyalty. Yeah. I said I'll marry you. I found another more beautiful woman, but you know, I've given my word. So yeah, here we go. I stick to it. I must stick to you. That's loyalty. When it came, I really liked you, but the way you are behaving, I don't like you anymore, but I'll stick with you. I'll stick with you. I don't think I like you the way I like you, but I'll stick with you because I gave my word. Yeah, you understand? Like when I went to apply for GIA, and then the woman said, yes, you are in. Drop all your applications. This is where I'm putting you. Then she put me in. 6 months later, she realized I was... And it, I mean, I'm not a citizen, not knowing the position we're for citizens. So, well, I promised you, I gave my word. Therefore, I have no choice. I'm going to stick with my word. She was a Jewish woman who understood these scriptures. Have I spoken? I will make it good, and she made it good. She reorganized the constitution of the program to include foreigners. When you go and see foreigners, I am the pioneer of foreigners in that program. From that time on, today, foreigners get into that program. Clap for the Lord Jesus. By the grace of God. Have I spoken it? Shall I not make it good? So she spoke it. 6 months later, she realized I didn't qualify. Oh, you are not that kind of person I thought anyway. Well, I spoken, so I will make it good. I will reorganize. That's loyalty. Yeah. 10 years ago, I said I'll marry you, and I said till death do us part. After 10 years, I realized, hey, you two, you like other women. I heard you slept with that woman. Really? I don't deal with people who are polygamous. Even the Bible says that I can leave you, but I'll make it good. I will adjust my feeling. I'll forgive you. I'll forgive you. I hope you don't do it again. That's loyalty. That's loyalty. Clap for the Lord. That's loyalty. You know? To be loyal is to remain faithful, constant, same, even though things are changing. May you not be a man given to change. In Jesus' name. So, when you see somebody who is disloyal or becoming disloyal, what are the manifestations? What are the things to look out for in the person's character that will make you, this person is changing. This person is becoming disloyal. This person is about to switch trains, switch camps, switch boots, switch ships, switch spouses, switch churches, switch pastors. Yeah. Switch schools. Switch jobs. Yes. There is a switching. What should you look out for to see, hey, this person is about to switch? Better still, what should I look out in myself to see that, hey, about this thing, if I don't take care, I'll switch from this marriage. I'll switch from this church. I'll switch from this job. Yeah, my leg is moving. You know, fickle, fickle, given to change. What are the signs to look for in ourselves? The reason that you should look out for these signs is that anytime you are about to switch, you know, in something that is good, even something that can be made good, you're about to lose a blessing. Because Proverbs chapter 28 and verse number 20, the Bible says that a faithful man shall abound with blessings. If you can be consistent, constant, and yielding, and changing. God says, I am the Lord. I change not. That's who I am. God said, when I speak, have I said it? Will I not do it? Have I spoken it? Then I will make it work. Bible says, blessed is a man who sweareth and still doeth it, even to his own hurt. That means even if the thing is paining you, the man who decides, I will still do it, is a faithful man. God blesses you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Me, I've decided first love for life. Hashtag FLFL. I've decided I'll be your pastor. I'll be your pastor, even when you insult me. You ask the people that have insulted me, some of them are sitting here. I'm still their pastor. Clap for the Lord Jesus. One of them has just spoken. Yeah. Because some of them, you can't tell me you are a fool, but you are telling me I'm a fool by your behavior. You see that? Or rudeness. But I'm still pastoring you. Oh, so look at my face. Some of you know yourselves. Am I not still pastoring you? Did I not make it good? Yeah, I even talked to you, coached you, even after that. Even some of you, even after insulting me, I gave you gifts. Yeah, hugs and kisses to make it good. Because I've said it, I'm going to be your pastor. May I be like God. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Until I die, by the grace of God. I pray. I've told my wife. The first mistake you made was to marry me. That's it. Unless you leave, I'm not leaving. You can sack me, but I'm not going to go. The first mistake was to marry me. Yeah. When I buy a car, even cars, I'm faithful to them. When I buy a car, I don't look at cars again. I'm serious, though. I don't look at cars again. When I bought my Volvo, it's been 10 years or so. I've not looked at even another Volvo. I don't like them anymore. Once I buy you, when I'm about to, oh, I'm serious. Hey! That is loyalty. That is loyalty. When I'm about to buy a car, my eyes are fly everywhere. Every car looks nice, searching. But once I buy it, it's over. It's finished. When I'm looking for a job, I'm fly. Once I get a job, I have never changed jobs. By the grace, I've never changed jobs. Never. Not once. I've never changed jobs. The first mistake Dr. Bardin made was to employ me, was to hire me. Unless he fires me. And because of loyalty, I will abound in blessings. So you won't even fire me, by the grace of God. This same attitude will show up. When I say I'll come at 8 o'clock, I'll come at 8 o'clock. When I say I'm committed to you, I'm committed to you. When I say I'll do this job, I'll do this job. That loyalty is what makes you blessed. Bible says a loyal person, a faithful man will abound in many blessings. Yeah. Because I said I'll marry you. Even when the situation is that I'm adjusting, that's why I'm enjoying my marriage. Not that things are working. Oh, hey! Hey! You should come and live in my bedroom. Maybe you should ask some of my children. Some of the things. One guy, one of them told me, Daddy, that day, that there was a day that my wife said, I'm getting out of this house. I'm getting out of this house. She was angry going. And it was because of that boy. Something happened. The guy now told us one day that, Daddy, that day I was almost dying. I felt so bad for causing that problem. Yeah. But did she go? Oh. Even if she had gone, I wouldn't have stayed. So you think that my marriage is nice, that's why I'm sticking to it. No, you're joking. You think my children are the best children? Oh, you're joking. I felt like throwing some of them out. Actually, I've thrown some of them out before. I have thrown some of them out. Some have lived outside the room. But I went and collected back. I'll make it good. Loyalty. I've decided I'm going to father you. Fathering our father. So it's only death that will keep us apart by the grace of God. I pray that you too, you will make some of these decisions. Yeah. I've never changed jobs. That is why they keep promoting me. Even longevity is a sign of loyalty. Yeah, I've never changed jobs since I came to America. One job. When I was in Ghana, one job. I never changed jobs. I've never done two jobs in any country. Never. Not once. When they promised to hire me in Kolebu Teaching Hospital, that was a mistake. Kolebu for life. This one was KBFL. And I didn't leave until I needed to upgrade to be specialist. And I came to America and did my specialty. I started my specialty in Harlem Hospital, Columbia University. I said, the mistake they made was to hire me. I finished my residency. I said, here I will do my fellowship. I did my fellowship there too. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That is loyalty. You're smart enough, I'll divorce you. What do you mean, divorce who? You won't divorce, you will stay. And not under my radar, by the grace of God. Say amen, somebody. You stay. Turn to somebody, you stay. Turn to somebody. And tell the person you stay. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Don't make faces at me. Yeah. So tell somebody, good policy. Let's be serious. Why should you go? When will you be promoted? Where are you going? The disciples in John 6 told Jesus Christ, one day everybody left, and then Jesus asked them, are you also going to leave? Then Peter answered, to whom shall I go? To whom shall I go? And he added, you are the one who has the words of life. To whom shall I go? To whom? Where should I go? I should leave Lighthouse and go. I should fear First Love and go where? But Michael, I should stop pastoring and go and pastor who? A nice guy like you. You're not the best, but I see niceness in you. Imani, you have been some way before, but I still like you. Terika, you are the best sheep for this chair. Yeah. It's true. I'm saying something. Mommy, you have some weirdness notwithstanding. You are still my best mommy. When I say stay for second service, you always refuse, but I still like you. Kim, I don't remember the last time you came, but I still like you. Last night I was texting with you. Look at you. I still like you so much. Oh. When you came with your gorgeous hair that matches with your, come on now. That's loyalty. You, when somebody has not called you and called you once, you're not calling me. It doesn't matter. They called you. Rejoice. They called. It means they are not dead. Hey, it's good to see you. Hey, it's good to hear from you. The faithful man shall abound with blessings. Faithful man Proverbs 28, 20. Shall abound. It means blessings will overflow you. Because I've done just one job in Ghana, I was so blessed. They gave me an apartment. When there was a certain lady who was sick, who was supposed to be sent to London, me, I had not flown before. They did my passport for me, everything. I had stayed. I was abounding in blessings. When they were giving cars, car loans, loans for cars, they gave me one. I was in, it's many blessings. And here too, I'll stay. Because I stuck with you guys. I've been blessed. Look at nice people like you. Why would I have found such nice people? Happy Akubi. If I left this church, I wouldn't know you. And now you brought another beautiful woman. A beautiful woman. Give me one more chance. Look at you. Oh, loyalty is good. Tell someone loyalty is. It's a good policy. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. But he that makes haste to be rich shall not be innocent. You are too quick to make a change. No, this is not good. I want a better one. And the verse 22 says, not knowing that poverty shall actually come to you, you make haste to get a better option. You would rather be poor. Yeah. I could have gotten better. That's why you remain cold. That's why you remain childless. Yeah. So some people too quickly they quarrel with their child for somebody they chose. Then they lose their child. I mean, come on, that's my child. I will not throw you out just because you made a bad decision. There's a certain man that I called. When I called the man, I went to, preach somewhere, and a nice lady pastor told me, my father doesn't speak to me anymore because he heard that I had married from a tribe she doesn't want. The guy was a Christian. I convinced her. My mother said it's okay. All my relatives said, except my father. So all my relatives and uncles and things said, look, go ahead, we'll support you. She said she made a mistake and married. Since then, the father had not spoken to her. Yeah. I went to the father when I came back, after 10 years of their marriage. I said, Daddy, is that what I hear? I called. I didn't know on phone. I said, Daddy, let me tell you something. What you're doing is not helpful. One day you die, and this girl cannot even bury you. Yeah. What do you gain? You said you fathered this girl. And this is what has happened. Look at the children that she's giving birth to. I brought her in pictures. Nice, beautiful girls. I mean, I don't even have one. If you don't take care, I'll father her myself. I talked to her. And I said, look, if you stick to it, that this is my child, no matter what, you will have this child, you have the two baby girls, and you will have a son. You don't have a son. The husband will become your son. He that is faithful shall abound with blessings. I spoke to the man for days. I say to the glory of God that this time I went to Mountain of the Lord camp, the lady met me and ran to me. She said, Pastor, with tears. Pastor, thank you. I said, what is wrong? Thank you. My father talks to me now. My father talks to me now. He's coming to Ghana. My father is with me. He likes my husband. He likes my children. We are together. Look, these are texts he sends me. Look, he talks to me again. Father is happy. Happy. Full reunion. Why didn't you want to talk to somebody? Why? Yeah. Many times we don't talk to people because of disloyalty. We can't stay. I said I'm going to be your friend. Bible says there's a friend that sticks closer. Sticks closer than a brother. It's not temporary. You lose all your friends. Why? May I keep my friends? Oh, yeah. If I know you today, I want to know you forever. You are the one who say I'm resigning. I don't resign from friendships. Is it an office? Yeah. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So let's see. I don't know how far we can go with this, but manifestations of disloyalty, when it's coming to happen, what things should you look for? When you're about to lose your job, lose your spouse, lose your friends, lose your children, lose your mother, lose your church, lose your pastor, how does it start? How does it manifest? To manifest means to display, to demonstrate, to exhibit, or to show forth. How does it show forth? How does it manifest? Number one, disobedience. Number one, disobedience. Yeah, disobedience. When you are straining, the relationship is straining. One of the things you see A child who doesn't obey the mother anymore. A wife who doesn't take the husband's word for any seriousness. No obedience. Oh, can you cook for me? Oh, to hell with you. Yeah. A church member who doesn't obey the pastor anymore. Oh, after church, wait for me. Oh, to hell with him. Yeah. Yeah. It's a sign that the relationship is not like what it used to be. Yeah. Move from this branch. I want to put you to your home. I won't do it. It's a sign. It's a sign. Yeah. It's a sign. Sometimes when you see a relationship and they're about to get married, nice couple, they're about to go to honeymoon. You say, oh, son, can you please wipe this thing off? Oh, yeah. Let me check the other side too. That's how it is. But this, you at a certain point, you don't even dare to say, come and check this for me. It's a sign. It's a sign. Yeah. Yeah, I can't tell you to do anything anymore. It's a sign that you are being disloyal. Your loyalty to me has shifted. You are becoming fickle. Watch out for disobedience. Watch out for when pastor says you still try and come to church and you say, nah. Watch out for it. Watch out for it. You see, it's a very important sign, disobedience. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 15, 22 and 23, and Samuel said, this was about Saul, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry, because you have rejected the word of the Lord, or you have disobeyed the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king. Disobedient people often have a rebellious streak. Yeah. When you walk in disobedience to God, you are actually being disloyal to God. It's true. People who have a good connection with God, they don't walk in disobedience. It's hard. When they disobey, it burns in their hearts. Yeah. Look, if I love you and I'm loyal to you, it will be hard to say no to you. Disobedience is a sign. Classic sign. Tell somebody, classic sign. It is a spirit of rebellion and disobedience that gives them the audacity to disobey. It's a spirit of rebellion, disloyalty. Otherwise, you don't have that audacity. It's hard to tell my mother or my father when they were alive, no, go and clean, I won't do it. Or my boss tells me, look, I have to go and this. You do these procedures. I don't want to say anything that says no. Or Bishop calls me. That's why sometimes I'm here, I'm preaching, and then you realize I've traveled. Bishop says, I need you here. I just go. Because of my loyalty to him. Yeah. That's all. My wife called me this morning. This was this morning I found out that I was supposed to be preaching. Richard, is that not so? Hey. I said, so you didn't tell anybody to preach, and then you are. That's why I was late. Invited me from all the way from Zambia. But out of my loyalty to her, I said, oh, no problem. I'll obey. I'll work it. May you work it too in Jesus' name. So, sign number one, disobedience. It's a sign that you are drifting apart in your faithfulness. Number two, scorning. Or scoffing, despising somebody. Ha ha. That is scoffing. That is scorning, despising. You know, making mockery. Yeah. When you start becoming this lawyer, you make mockery. Look at the way he's preaching. That's a sign of disloyalty. He calls himself a husband. A fool at 40. That's mockery. That's a sign that the relationship is gone. It's going. Look at a mother and say, "La, is that how mothers behave?" Look at your boss. Say, look, this is the boss. Some boss. That's a manifestation. That's a manifestation. He calls himself a husband. Are you even a man? Yeah. What kind of man are you? That's a sign. That's a sign. What kind of job is this? That's a sign. Look at some church. Are you a cult? That's a sign. That's a sign. Mockery. 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 Scoffing. Scorning. This is what is there to it. When this guy, Nehemiah, was building and Tobiah and Sambalat, they told him, look at what he's building. Even the thing that he's building, even a little fox jumps on it, it will crash. A fox. How heavy is a fox? They're building a wall, nice wall. It's making mockery. Making mockery. He thinks he knows something. Is that how to preach? Making mockery. The Bible says in Psalm 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. You should never sit in the seat of the scornful, or you should not stand in the place where scornful people stand. You should not. To sit in the seat, it means to take the position of a scornful person. You are not blessed. You're not blessed when you assume the position of a scornful person and you take a seat. This is it. And you are proud about it. You shouldn't be proud about it. True. Listen, everything that I'm telling you, watch it. You apply it. You will be blessed in all your deed. Amen. You'll be blessed in your academic work. You don't mock the lecturer, you'll do well. You'll be blessed in your church life. You don't mock the pastor, you're likely to benefit from what I'm preaching. Yeah, have some respect for me. Amen. Have some respect for the podcast. Have some respect for the bishop that when we are blessing at the communion, you will receive. Amen. But when you see, look at that guy again. That guy. I said, no church member should refer to me as that guy. This American, that guy, I don't want it. It's a sign of mockery. Yeah. You guys, and you're friends to your pastors. Nonsense. I'm not accepting it. I don't accept it. The last time I accepted was 5 years ago. I don't accept it. I don't accept my church members referring to me as you guys. I'll correct you. Yeah. In your own interest to benefit, because I'm your pastor. Who else is your pastor? You should benefit from it. You should see me in high esteem. Bible says that those elders that rule well, they must be worthy of double honor. What you give the president is honor. You give double of that to the priest. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor. 1 Timothy 5:17. Especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. And I'm laboring in the word and doctrine. You can't call me those guys. I will stop you. I'll correct you right there, right there. Oh, yeah. You can't equalize me. You will not benefit. Immediately you equalize your mother, you are finished. Immediately you equalize your boss, you are finished. It's true. Your boss may fire you, a pastor will not fire you, but you are fired spiritually. You don't benefit. The sign that you are not fired is salary keeps coming, isn't it? Uh-huh. When you fire, the boss fires you, no salary. Well, the pastor will not fire you, but no salary, no reward for sitting in the church. No spiritual impartation. And what's the use of being there? It's the truth. When you scorn your husband, you don't get anything. When you scorn your wife, you don't get anything. When you scorn your mother, you don't get anything. There is no heart. The thing is of the heart. Disloyalty is not a good thing. It's not a good thing at all. Scorners are people who mock you. How can somebody who mocks you benefit from you or associate with you? Hey. You shall be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm talking about firing because spiritually you get fired. Bible says in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 10, cast out the scorner and contention shall go out. Yea, strife and reproach shall cease. Anybody who cannot receive you, scorns you, mocks you, cannot accept you as the position you are, father, or it's a scorner. There's no need. If you cannot accept your boss's instructions and you scorn at it, the thing that will promote you is the thing that you are fighting. When they look back at your works, they will find that you didn't disobey anything, you didn't obey anything, and you mocked at things. When they give the suggestions, instead of you going to carry it, I say, oh, what foolishness is this? You don't do it. You won't benefit. Look, this thing that we're teaching is a very important thing. I learned loyalty, and loyalty has blessed me everywhere I've gone. Bless me in my marriage, bless me at my workplace, bless me in my ministry, bless me in my relationships because of loyalty. And I'll preach it at least twice a year by the grace of God. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Be loyal to God. Don't scorn at his words. Amen. So, number three. So, what's the number one manifestation of disloyalty? Disobedience. Number two? Scorning or mockery or scoffing. Yeah. Number three, inflexibility. Inflexibility. An inflexible person is a stubborn and defiant person. They can't change. They can't accommodate you. I told you that, you see, God, when he saw that we were sinners, he sent Jesus, told that his blood will help to accommodate us. He was flexible. He brought the law. He realized the law was not working. He brought rules. The rules were not working. He killed the people. It was still not working. He's just making room. He's flexible. God is flexible. He changed and changed until he realized the people, they cannot. Let me give them Jesus and the blood. When I want to relate with them, I just looked at them through the blood. Let me let Jesus' blood tear the curtain asunder that accesses the Holy of Holies. And then I can sit there now as the throne of grace. Instead of the Holy of Holies, nobody can come except the priest. I'll call it the throne of grace. Is that correct? The clock. Hey. Okay. All right. So listen, it's okay. Don't fight. It's not worthy of that. Be flexible. So rigidity, it doesn't help. It doesn't help at all. You see, now the Bible says in Proverbs 29:1, he that often being reproved hardeneth his neck shall be destroyed, and that without remedy shall suddenly be destroyed. When you are rigid, they tell you, this course, do this course, this. You see. Go to this corner. No. Hiding your neck means I won't change. Steve, I'm going this way. So go turn to the left now. Now. Turn to now. Now. Stiff neck. Now. Stiff necked fool. Now. Stiff necked fool. Even when you are turning. Defiant, inflexible, rigid, torticollis is what you call it, the condition. Rigidity, board-like rigidity. So now, because you have to look down, they have to do this, and they break your neck. When they break your neck, your spinal cord breaks. You get paralyzed from head down. It's called cervical nerve injury. It's a killer. Not only does it injure you, it also bears sometimes the respiratory center. It's called the medulla oblongata. Yeah. Sometimes it comes down. It's called coning. You can cone. It's a serious thing God is saying. Inflexible people. Oh, Oh, let's shift a little bit. Let's shift a little bit. Any time that you are with somebody for a while, and the person will accommodate you when there's love, when there's loyalty, at a point, you do something small, they won't change. It's a sign that they have their heart is going out from you. One sign of inflexibility is unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is a manifestation of inflexibility. I won't change. You've done this. That's the way I will see it. I will not see it any other way apart from the fact you're a bad person. It's inflexibility. It's a sign of disloyalty. It's a manifestation. What you are facing is not. It's just disloyalty. I won't change. You hit me, that's it. Me. Touch me once, that's it. Hey, if God had treated you this way, you wouldn't be left with anything. Bible says about God, if you will mark my iniquities, oh God, who shall stand? If God is rigid on you, you are finished. Not his neck will break, your neck will break. Be flexible. Amen. You are in a workplace. They said, today you are not doing this. Move to this station because this guy didn't come. Inflexibility, you'll be fired. It's true. It's true. It's true. Inflexibility does not bless. It's a sign of disloyalty. Yeah. Taking this. I know somebody who was taking a certain course, and then, you know, when you're taking a certain course and they advise you, do it. Be flexible. Especially when being spoken to by somebody. Yeah. Almost every college student I've seen, they have suffered from that. Tell you, do it this way. And then it doesn't. Be flexible. Tell somebody, be flexible. Be flexible. Take this course, and they won't take it. As if you are looking at me, you are laughing, some of you. Mercy. But it's only for your good. Tell somebody, be flexible. Yeah. Watch out for inflexible people. Such people, they don't want to work overtime. They don't want to stay in church beyond any stipulated time. When the time is about to run, then they start looking at their time. They are not flexible. They only look, I mean, I'm only going to come on Sundays. Don't touch me when it comes to Wednesdays. Don't touch me. Inflexible. It's a friend, their heart is not with you fully. Yeah. And somebody looked at me and said, inflexible. And then when I looked at the person, I asked the person, why? He said, I have children. I need to put them to sleep. As if me, I'm a barren woman. I'm saying woman because it's more painful. When man is barren, they don't use it to talk to. They use it as an insult. Inflexible church members are not prepared to stay on if the service goes beyond the stipulated time. They are not prepared to join any workforce. Yeah. You said the meeting was 2 hours. Or they come to a meeting. What time are you closing? Tell us before. Why Saturdays? I can't change. Can't work. Inflexible. There's a sign. Somebody who really heart is with you. Okay, you want to change? Look, I just want to be with you. I just want to be with you. So whatever time, I'm going to adjust. And I'll get it. Yeah, I'll get it done. Every meeting they see me there, and then it's also almost as if I don't work. But I work. I work more than you. But every meeting I'm there. Every service I'm here, unless I've traveled. But I'm there. It's a flexibility. Yeah. Sometimes I travel, I'm tired, but I walk straight to church. You don't know, I'm sleepy. As I'm preaching, I'm wondering how I'm preaching. How is the preaching working? Because look, I had very little time. So accommodate me, okay? Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Stubborn people, inflexible people cannot take correction. They are going this way, you say, turn this way, they won't. They won't. Inflexibility. You are going this way. They say, they correct you. Charlie, try. The way you are going is hard. It's hard. It's hard. Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. When you don't accept correction or rebuke or advice, it's a sign of inflexibility. You are disloyal. You are not like God. It's the truth. That's why Ecclesiastes 4:13 is one of the favorite verses of mine. Bible says, better is a poor and a wise child than an old and foolish person of authority called king who can no longer be admonished. I'm blessing you. This is a very fine message that you are getting. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Fine. Tell somebody, fine message. Clap the Lord. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Clap for the Lord Jesus. 1 Samuel 15:13-14 says, and Samuel came to Saul and said unto Saul, blessed be thou of the Lord. Saul said to Samuel, he said, I have performed the commandment of the Lord. And Samuel said, what do you mean? What meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in my ears? Say, you've done it. I'm inflexible. They said, don't bring any sheep. Say, I'll bring sheep. Don't bring any person. I'll bring the king. And I look at the problem. The problem is that the king. Be flexible. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Number four, lies. Lying. It's a sign of disloyalty. Anybody that's not straightforward with you is not with you. It's true. Lies. It's a sign of disloyalty. If you're loyal to me, you'll tell me the truth no matter what. Yeah. You tell me the truth. Lying is a sign, a manifestation of disloyalty. Disloyal people, they lie. They are looking your face right to your face and telling you a lie. The evidence is that they are telling you a lie. They're telling you a lie. Yeah. Telling a lie to your mother, to your spouse, to your pastor, to your boss. It's a sign that they're not. They don't want you to, they don't want to let you into the truth, to the light. Yeah. Anybody who lies to you is not loyal to you. Yeah. It's not loyal to you. His heart cannot be with you. Let me read a scripture in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 to 7. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 to 7. New King James. 1 John chapter 1, not John, 1 John chapter 1. Says, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. That is the definition of lie, and do not the truth. If we say, if we say something and it's not the case, it's a lie. It breaks fellowship. Yeah, I am with you and we are going to Nashville, and you are telling me that Nashville is west. You're lying to me. I can't be with you. Oh, I mean, you are in one car, I'm in one car. Let's go to Nashville together. So, go west. You have lied to me. You're not with me. You don't want to be with me. There's distance, and you want the distance to even go further. That's what a lie is. I'm not letting you in. I don't want to be with you. The next verse is even nicer, verse 7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, then do we have fellowship one with another? That's the only one way to have fellowship, to come into loyalty with one another. We must walk in the light. We must be clear with one another. Let your yea be yea and your nay nay. Be clear with me. Be straight with me. Yeah, be transparent. After all, it goes on to say, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If I find out the truth about you, so what? Can I kill you? Before you came, were you not living in that lie? And after you leave, will you not live in that lie? So if I find out, then what? I may get angry, but at least we can come to the same point that it was truly east. We can still be together if you can tell me the truth. Until then, you are not loyal to me. Yeah, you don't want my good. Sometimes I call people to your office and I say, they are talking lies. It's a sign of disloyalty. I don't like you. I won't tell you. They're asking, I won't tell you the truth. Yeah, that's a rude way of saying, I don't care. It's a rude way of, I won't tell you. An authority is asking you, whether it's your boss or your mother or your father or your spouse or your pastor, whoever it may be, tell the truth. It's a sign of disloyalty. Mercy. All liars shall have their place in the lake of fire. Yeah. Bible says, Proverbs 6, 16 and 17, there are six things that the Lord hates. Yea, seven that are an abomination to him. One is a proud look. Number two is a lying tongue. And hands that shed innocent blood. You will not be like that in Jesus' name. So number one, manifestation of disloyalty is what? Disobedience. Number two, scorning or mockery. Number three, inflexibility or rigidity. Number four, lies. Number five, tale bearing. Proverbs 6:19 says, and he that sows discord, the tale bearer sows discord among brethren. Give me Proverbs 11:13 quickly. Yeah. Tale bearing is the opposite of faithfulness. I'm telling you. Lies. People should not tell lies. If the thing is yea, let it be yea. If it's red, say red. Yeah. God hates lying tongue, and it's a sign of demonic activity. Demons have entered your relationship. Lies. Yeah. All right. Now, a tale-bearer reveals secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit conceals the matter. You get the point? A tale-bearer is on one side, but the opposite is faithfulness, loyalty. That means a loyal person will not say bad things about you. Yeah. Reveal your secrets to people. Now, if I am with you and you have secrets, then why do you share with people? Okay, so I told you that this, my breast, is not real, but I have something inside. Then you tell everybody. Yo. That my wife's, or your my sister's, or my mother's, whatever it is. This is your pastor is, lady pastor is preaching. Your lady pastor is preaching. And my sister says, look, I mean, you're close. Now, I'm telling you that this. And you start telling people. It's a sign of disloyalty, tale bearing. And it gets into the innermost parts. Yeah. Okay, so faithfulness conceals a matter. Yeah. And you go and tell people, look, even the way they preach, and then he's mentioned many things and about you, and then, what are you doing? What are you doing, man? What are you doing? You're destroying the person. It's a sign that your heart is not with the person. Yeah. And anyone that brings you secrets, a tale bearer, comes and says, hey, my sister, you know, today when we went to church, today when we went to work, today when you didn't come to work, today when your wife came to me, this, and tells you. I mean, the passage says, listen not to a talebearer or a slanderer, because he tells you nothing out of goodwill. There's no love. Nothing he's telling you is because he loves the person out of goodwill, or he loves you. It's only you I'm telling. Oh, yeah. It's only you I'm telling. The next time it's going to be you, only you. You are the only person who knows. But see, when they tell you that, then you also give a little bit more. Then they came with 2 units of tail bearing. They left with 2.5 or 3. And they are going to share with the one that you added about you. And when they come and bear secrets like this, then you feel confident to release yours. Listen not to a tail bearer, for he tells thee nothing out of goodwill. But as he discovers the secrets of others to you, in the same way he will discover your secrets to others in turn. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Me, I don't like tail bearers. Unless you are bringing something that we can do something about concerning that person. Concerning the person you are bringing. If I'm an authority figure, that one is called godly reporting, not tail bearing. You bring, look, this person actually was, you know, this is your, God forbid, but this shepherd of yours, not knowing at night he walks at the corner for men. That one you're coming to report so that we'll deal with it. But not that you're going to talk to the friend to discuss and have something to talk about. Shame. Amen. That's not good. Watch out for tailbearer. The final thing is rudeness. Numbers 16:12. And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram and the sons of Eliab, which said, we will not come up. We will not come up. When somebody is rude to you, person is disloyal. Now watch these things. They're counseling them and they get up and then they walk away. They get up and they raise their voice on you. And then they are shouting. They are retorting. It's rudeness. I won't come. You call them, I won't come. And I won't come is equivalent to you call them on the phone, they don't pick up. Meanwhile, they're seeing it. They won't pick up. You all like, some of you are like that. Am I wrong? My pastor is calling him. Wah! That's rudeness. Yeah. Your boss calls you. It's rudeness. It's not, I won't come. It's equivalent to, I will not come. I will not respond. Yeah. Because if you really love me, you're loyal to me. Hey, even if it's a night, you'll pick it. You'll pick it. If it's for your husband, you'll pick it. He said, my husband is asleep, but I will wake him up. Yeah, I'll wake him up. That's a loyal person. Rudeness, they talk to you anyhow, they walk out on you. It's a sign of disloyalty. They scream when you're talking. Or some the most dangerous form of rudeness is they won't talk. Not saying anything. They're talking to me as if you're talking to wood. It's rude, it's inflexible, it's stubbornness, it's everything in one package. So many people are very quiet. You have to watch them. Not that they don't have anything to say. Darkness, it doesn't mean there's nothing there. There's something, but I don't want you to see it because you may not like it. Yeah. Darkness is not, quietness is not a sign that the person has nothing to say. They have a lot to say in the right perspective. But what I have to say, you may not like it. And I know you, I won't say it. I don't want you to see. It's in the Bible. Should I show it to you? John chapter 6, verse 19. Says, and this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world. No, John chapter 3, verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that light has come. John chapter 3, verse 19. 3, verse 19. This is the condemnation, the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than the light. Because what? Their deeds were evil. And then it goes on to explain in verse 20 and 21. And verse 20, it says, for everyone that doeth evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest their deeds should be reproved. So they would rather be quiet. But he that doeth truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. So I watch quiet people very well, because some quiet people are good, but many quiet people have evil inside of them. If I'm a quiet person, I'm speaking the word. I'm not speaking about you. No. I'm serious. I have to say it. It's a disclaimer. I'm telling you what the Bible says, but it doesn't make you a bad person. No. I've seen some bad people in the quiet. I've seen some very good people too. Very good people. I think that your quietness is a good one, whoever you are. Your quietness, you're a good person. You just are not too talkative. But in case you feel that there is badness, deal with it. In case I'm wrong in my assessment of you, I think your quietness is a good one, but maybe it's wrong. You know it. Change it. And you'll be blessed. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And let's rise to our feet. Hallelujah. It's a blessing, isn't it? So put your hand in your heart. Tell the Lord, Lord, every manifestation of disloyalty, I refuse, I reject. I refuse to manifest anymore. I want to continue in loyalty and to do well in Jesus' name. Amen. I love to stand and rejoice. Lift my hands
and raise my voice. We believe the word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive, Bartlett, Tennessee, this and every Sunday at 9 a.m. and again at 10:45 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. Be blessed. Singing praises, I love you, love you.